Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence, and we're glad you did it. You're going to be glad you did, too, because Mark Allen is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Mark is he's an extraordinary person, folks. He's the most unlikely entrepreneur you'll ever meet in your life. And I mean that, and I say that with great admiration and great affection. But he is, of all the entrepreneurs, and I don't know anybody who's more successful as an entrepreneur than Mark is, but he's the most unlikely entrepreneur. He admits that readily. But he's a publisher, he's an author, he's a musician, he's the author of Visionary Life, also Visionary Business, The Millionaire Course, The 10% Solution, and The Type Z Guide to Success, which is all about having success with ease. He's our good friend. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Did I come down too hard on you there, the most unlikely entrepreneur?
I think that's true. I know speaking to groups got real easy for me when I realized the best thing I can do is to be totally honest and really show them where I don't have it together. All my flaws and my laziness and how unorganized I am, and how bad my memory is.
How many people get up and walk out when you're saying all this stuff?
Very few. The only time I've had people walk out are when I get political.
Or when you start singing?
We shouldn't be in Iraq or something. Yeah, then I lose people.
But when you start singing,
that,
right?
No, they people love it because I can just hear them thinking, oh, my God. Can he be that untogether and still succeed? Gee, maybe there is hope for me.
How have you pulled that off, Mark?
Well, I'm really honest. As I say, speaking got easy for me. I love to do it, and I keep telling them. I forget things. My desk is a wreck.
You do forget things. You forgot to meet me one time.
Yes, I do forget.
And you wanted to meet me, and you still forgot. I mean, what was that all about?
I forget important things. I have a highly selective memory, I often say. I mean, sometimes I'll have meetings, and the next day I'll come to some people there and say, oh, remind me now, what did we discuss about this? What did we resolve here? And, you know, I've started taking notes now. This helps. Taking notes is a good thing, I found.
Mm-hmm.
My memory. That's,
yeah, at this late stage in your life, you've decided to actually write things down, huh?
Right.
I'm worried about you though, Mark. If you start writing things down, I'm afraid your formula will collapse.
My what will?
Your success formula.
Oh.
I mean, you started getting organized, and I mean I think that's dangerous.
Yes. Well, don't worry, I'll never get organized.
So if you ever turned into Jack Welch, I think you'd be probably go broke or something.
No, I'm in awe of these people. Some of them work for me that have these neat desks. My desk is a wreck, both at home and my office.
Yeah, I'm afraid mine's not very neat either.
It reaches what I call critical mess.
Yeah.
And then things get just, when things are buried that are important that I'm supposed to respond to.
I know
it. And they get buried and I don't
Do you
get
have
around.
Help? Do you have help? You have people who help you with that?
I have really good organized people, yes. Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm amazed.
So if you're not organized, the key to success is to surround yourself with people who are.
Yes. Andrew Carnegie really nailed it when he said his key to success was surrounding himself with people that were smarter and more capable than he was.
Right.
And that's exactly how I feel.
So how do we got people listening out there who are frenetic right now. They're off the wall. They don't know how they're going to get everything done. Their world is the opposite of ease, what you call ease.
Yes.
What would you say to them to help them to maintain success, a level of success, or maybe achieve a level of success that they don't have currently, But to do that without creating a casualty list, that's what I think you've done. You've been successful without creating a casualty list. That's not easy to do.
True. It's tricky. I would say it can be easy, though, but it's challenging. And that is the subject of my last book, The Type Z Guide to Success. Mm-hmm. I call it a lazy person's manifesto for wealth and fulfillment. And the most important thing I think it always gets down to is our own habits and our own beliefs. And we're just habitually stressed as a culture, almost all people, where we're raised...
Yeah,
you know, in a stressful environment of school, then we go to a stressful environment of work.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to get unstressed for a couple of minutes and take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend Mark Allen. He's going to help us release a little of this stress, folks, gain a little bit of ease, and maybe even achieve some extra success that we didn't have otherwise. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and the archives, and you can podcast those shows. The archives, you can podcast them. You can stream them. It's all MP3 now. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every Sunday by email, gets you ready for the week ahead. And also, our blog is updated every weekday there. And also... the knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. Hope you use that to your advantage. All of our websites are free, no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us and use the information to your advantage. Mark Allen is all over our website. He's an original member of the Brain Trust, the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them to the studio, including, I love visionary business, Mark. That's the first one that you and I talked about way back in those early days. I'm starting to think the Type Z Guide to Success is maybe becoming my new favorite.
That's great, yeah.
A lazy person's manifesto for wealth and fulfillment. You know, the problem is, Mark, is I'm not a lazy person. But sometimes I think maybe, I almost wish maybe I were a little more lazy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe I should take the edge off a little bit. What do you think?
Right. Well, I say to type A's, it's great if you are type A and if you have that kind of energy, if you get up in the morning, have power breakfast or whatever, that's great to have that energy. Just make sure you do take time to relax and rejuvenate at times and learn to take a vacation and really take a vacation.
I haven't learned how to do that yet, Mark.
Yeah, it's very good, and it's good for your business to gain that perspective, to just take a week and really do nothing for a week. That's a good thing for business.
I've really never done that.
Mm.
At least I don't remember the last time I did that.
My son is just like me now. We went to Mexico on the beach for 8 days. We did.
Did you leave the BlackBerry? Do you even have a BlackBerry? Do you own a BlackBerry?
No. I don't even have internet at home. I have internet and email at my office. I do not have it at home. I don't want it at home. So if I leave Friday and then I don't get back till Tuesday afternoon.
So how do you pull this off, though? There are people out there. There are two folks that are of two minds right now. They're either saying, this guy's nuts, or they're saying, this guy's nuts, but I want some of that. What's your secret, Mark? How are you pulling this off?
Well, you know, it really is true that our work expands to fill the time we allot for it. I have a very successful company, but I only give it at most 30 hours a week, 20 to 30 hours a week of focused attention. And I don't do mornings, and I don't do Mondays. So.
And when he says he doesn't do mornings, folks, he means before noon. He doesn't do before noon.
Right. I never get to the office before 1. So I'm there 1, 2, 6, and then Tuesdays and Thursdays I'll stay later. I'll stay as late as I feel like it. And within that period of time, I prioritize, I delegate, and I take care of everything I need to take care of.
Well, you're obviously, though, Mark, you obviously have another quality, though, that makes you successful is your leadership ability. Because, you know, you couldn't have that kind of a laissez-faire attitude about your business if you weren't surrounded by really good people. So you've got to have some good leadership skills. Talk to us about what you think about the leadership part of it.
I'm definitely a laissez-faire leader. I just feel like a cheerleader sometimes. I'm definitely not a top-down type manager that gets people to set goals and everything. All I do is hire good people and pay them well and do profit sharing, very good profit sharing. And that turns people into stars. Every employee I have is incredible.
How many employees do you have?
I have, in my main company, I have 18 mm-hmm. in the publishing company. And the level of sales we do, other companies that do that level of sales have about 35, just about twice the employees. So we're amazingly profitable for publishing. Most publishers, book publishers, have 5 to 10% pre-tax. We have 20 to 25% pre-tax profit.
Wow!
And our people just watch the bottom line. A woman left us a while ago. We were looking to hire somebody else. Three of our employees came to us and said, "We don't need to hire somebody else. We figured it out. One will take a third of our responsibility. Another
I'll be darned."
They said, "We know how expensive each employee is here." With
wow.
all our full benefits.
Because you share that information with them, don't you?
Yes, and they're really aware that we have, you know, great benefits, full health and dental, of course, a great pension plan that comes out of the profit sharing. So they're, and cash bonuses, hefty cash bonuses based on profits. With some of
you got any openings over there, Mark? I think I'll put in for. I'd like to turn my application in.
Every time I talk, I have people. Ask that, and no one leaves our company. We have almost no turnover.
Yeah,
people have literally said to me, "I'll be here for the rest of my life, Mark, if you want me."
Wow. Well, I think that's the key. Is you're generous. You're not selfish, and you subordinate your own ego to the success of others.
Yeah.
And isn't that important? And we're going to take a quick break in a second. When we do, when we come back, I want you to talk about that. That's one of the things I see that's a big mistake that I see business owners make, is they think their business, because they founded it, because their name's on the sign outside, because they're the alpha member of the company, they think that the business is there to feed their ego. And let me tell you something, folks, that's not a good strategy. We're going to take a quick one. We'll be right back with our good friend Mark Allen. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Mark Allen, the author of The Millionaire Course, also Visionary Business, also A Visionary Life, and one of my new favorite books, The Type Z Guide to Success. Mark, tell us where these books are available and give us your own website, please.
They should be in a bookstore near you, that's for sure, or they're on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or NewWorldLibrary.com is my business website.
And NewWorldLibrary.com.
Yeah, NewWorldLibrary.com. And MarkAllen.com, too. Mark with a C-A-L-L-E-N.com.
Right. So, folks, check that out. Anything you see with Mark Allen's name on it, I promise you, is going to be something you're going to want to have. You're going to want to read it and keep it in your library. And when you read Mark's books, folks, take a little highlighter with you and be prepared to bend the corner to dog ear the pages, because you're going to dog ear the pages and you're going to highlight passages, I promise you. Mark, we were talking about how to subordinate your own ego earlier, and how to make that as a success, have that as a success strategy. I have three laws of aggregation that I've come up with over the years, and one of them is that to subordinate your own, to find your own success by subordinating your direct success to, by, and aggregating the success of others.
Right.
In other words, don't demand, don't require that your business make you successful. Help your people be successful in their own assignments. And since you own the business, that aggregates for you.
Yes. Yeah, I do. I feel like a cheerleader sometimes, and I really do have people that are smarter, more organized, and more capable of what they do than I am. I really do. And I'm not being modest.
I think that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah.
To really find people.
I'm surprised they come to work for me sometimes. But, you know, I pay very well, and the bonuses are great, so I see that. But they're so together. I think if they just don't have that entrepreneurial gene or whatever it is that makes people strike out on their own and start their own business.
But see, Mark, the thing is that I think in the 21st century, there are two kinds of entrepreneurs. There's the entrepreneurial owner, which is willing to risk his or her capital, and the entrepreneurial employee who still wants the excitement that you offer them in your business, Mark,
yes,
but
yes.
who want to risk your capital.
That's true.
They still want to be entrepreneurial, and you let them do that. And I think that's a lesson we can learn from you, is let your employees be entrepreneurial.
Yes, yes. I encourage them to do that. I encourage them to take risks. I've been saying lately, you know, we're profitable on maybe 95% of our projects. I said, that's too high. We aren't taking enough risk.
Mm-hmm.
We should have some more
failure. Believe it or not, a loan officer, a banker once told me that if their collection rates get to be too high, they realize they haven't taken enough risks.
Right.
They haven't made enough loans if their collection rates are too high.
Uh-huh.
They know they're going to lose some loans, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in a business like publishing, you want to be, at least we want to be, on the cutting edge. And that sometimes is the bleeding edge. Sometimes you're too far out. We've done some books that are just 5 years ahead of their time when we look back, you know. Or we just missed some. We just did it wrong. We missed the market. Like my new book, I mean, it's doing okay, Type Z Guide to Success, but people keep messing up the title, and I realize it's not one of those memorable titles.
I don't understand that because, you know, first time I saw it, I said, the Type Z Guide to Success, that's what it says right on the cover.
Yeah, well, that's great. Cool. Almost everyone has said, oh, I read your Z book, or I read your Lazy Person's Guide, or they'll say
that's not a bad thing.
Well, no, but you want a memorable title, I think, to have us... When I look at the books we've had that have been really successful, people always get the title right. And Creative Visualization and The Power of Now.
The Millionaire Course.
Yes, that people remember.
The 10% Solution. That's another one of his books that I haven't mentioned, folks.
Yeah.
Mark, I got 20 seconds. Give us the easy and relaxed thing again.
It all boils down to our beliefs. And ask yourself, is it possible to have more ease in my life? And the answer is yes. And then ask yourself, how can I do that? And you can figure it out. You can take some more breaks, and it'll all work out.
And as Mark has told us many times before, do it in an easy and relaxed manner in a healthy and positive way. Mark, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.